Yes, praise the Lord. Come on and just give God praise this morning. No ordinary worship. Come on and give God some extraordinary worship wherever you are. Hallelujah. Just begin to praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. Just begin to magnify Him. Hallelujah. Just begin to give God praise. Welcome to the Daily Fire podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes. A fresh word, hot manna for your soul. It is your daily multivitamin, your daily exercise. It is your daily devotion, everything that you need, your breakfast, all in one. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with a signing. Your task for today. And I say to everyone tuned in right now, as well as those who will listen later, good morning, good morning, good morning. We are in the book of Matthew today, chapter 6, verses 22 through 24, and God has a powerful word for you. Again, that is the book of Matthew, chapter 6. Verses 22 through 24. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in and stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. On the broadcast page, there is a click-to-call button that will call this number for you if you don't remember it. And there's also a radio player where you can just click the play button, and it will tune you in online, live. Again, that's rossi.org, R-A-W-S-I.org. Now, if you cannot tune in live, you can still ensure that you get your hot breakfast by following the podcast. That way, the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, followed by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. I say again, text the message or letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org. So make sure you visit, get the information, send me your prayer requests, your testimonies. That is how you also donate to support the ministry, spreading the gospel around the world on the website, rossi.org, or Cash App, $RossiWilliams. R-A-W-S-I Williams. Finally, you can follow me on social media, Facebook, Rossi Williams, and Twitter. I had to remember what it was. Twitter, Rossi Williams. All right, by now you should have those Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. I am in the book of Matthew, chapter 6. We are reading verses 22 through 24 from the KJV. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Our topic for today is, do you have the light? Do you have the light? Praise the Lord. In the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 22 through 24 that I just read unto you. The word said that if your focus is the light, Or if the light of Christ is in you and your focus is singular, in other words, living for Him, living right, then it said your whole body shall be full of light. But on the other hand, if your focus is darkness, if what you are doing or how you live is singularly focused on being in opposition to Christ, living the way the world wants to live, then how great is that darkness? See, if you have the light, then it is going to shine. It is going to show. If your whole body is full of the light of Christ, others will know. You can't hide it when you are the light of the world. People see the light of Christ. The way you conduct yourself exemplifies the light of Christ. Because when you are the light of the world, as the Bible teaches us in John 8:12, then you are a follower of Christ. And because you are a follower of Christ, then you cannot walk in darkness. Do you have the light of Christ? Glory. Right now, brothers and sisters, we are in a time that the world needs to see the light. They don't need to just hear that we have the light. They don't need to just think that we have the light. But they need to see the light of Christ. People are chaotic. People are worrying. People have anxiety. People are depressed. They are worrying in this time of pandemic about how they are going to pay their bills. They are worrying about if they will even have a job when the emergency conditions are lifted. They are worried about their loved ones, and they are worried about themselves. So they are looking for somebody who has an answer, somebody who still has joy despite this circumstance. They are looking for somebody who is a prayer warrior. They are looking for somebody who is an intercessor. They are looking for somebody who can call on the name of Jesus, and the anointing of God comes in and destroys every yoke. They are looking for somebody who has the light. Do ye have the light today? In the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 16, Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Do you have the light? When people see you, do they see Christ? When they hear what you have to say, do they hear Christ? When you talk about the future, do they see that Jesus still has everything in control, and that the situation of life itself must submit unto Christ? Jesus taught us in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." Do you have the light? Glory. I want you to think about that thing and answer it. Now the lines are muted. No one can hear you. Do you have the light today? Is your home made better by your presence? Do people feel more joy because you are around? Do people smile when they see your number coming across their phone? Because they know that you got the light. Yes, you got it, and you bring it. You're authentic. You are truly a soldier of the Lord. Do they smile when they see your text message coming across? Or do they say, oh my God, here's some more drama, here's some more mess, I don't even want to read their text, I don't even want to take their call, because everything in them is about darkness, everything is an argument, everything is some kind of accusation, everything is some kind of fight. Do you have the light, Jesus? You know, there used to be an old commercial, and we're about to go into prayer. And it was the Wendy's commercial, and there was an elderly lady, and she would drive around from drive-through to drive-through. Got beef? She wanted to know, well, do you have the beef? You see, she's going to the places that were fast food restaurants, so they should have had the beef. They advertised that they sold burgers, but she had to keep going until she got to the one that was authentic. And that's what I'm saying to you today. Are people having to go from person to person, Christian to Christian, saying, got light, got light? Because although you're advertising that you're a Christian, there is no light in you. Everything in you is darkness. Everything in you brings depression. Everything in you is a negative Nancy or a jaded Jack or a Debbie Downer. There is no joy. There is no light. There is no peace. There is no happiness. There is no resolution. There is no reconciliation. There is no answer in you because your whole body is full of darkness. So there is no light in you. Do you have the light? Glory. We got to get ready to go into prayer. Do you have it? Do you have the light of Christ? Is your light shining bright? Can people look at you and the darkness be dispelled because the light that is in you shines so brightly? Glory. That Jesus takes over the room. Hallelujah. Come on and tell God hallelujah. As we prepare to go into prayer, just tell him hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the light. We thank you because you are the light of the world, and we follow you, and we love you, and we serve you. So the light that is in you is in us, and because the light that is in you is in us, the light that is in us dispels the darkness. Help us to be the light today, the light of Christ. That we bring about joy, we bring about laughter. You said in your word that laughter does the heart good like medicine. A merry heart does good like medicine. Help us to have a merry heart. Help us to bring forth laughter and joy and peace and goodness in others, because the light of you shines so brightly in us. Help us to be the light today. Help us to bring joy today. Help us to have the answer, because the answer rests in you. Help us to dispel the darkness. We are not afraid of what's going on because we stand in the light of Christ. Help us, God, to be the light. In our homes, help us to be the light. On our jobs and in our businesses, help us to be the light. In all we do and say, help us to be the light. In our own minds, the way that we think, the way that we strategize, help us to be the light. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening, that you just touch them right now. Heal them and save them. Set them apart and sanctify them. Deliver them and bless them. Do what only you can do in ways that only you can do it. Father, open doors and be God for them. In the name of Jesus, bless them right now. Meet their needs, Lord God. Come on and tell them thank you. Amen. Come on and tell God thank you. Thank him again. Say, I am the light. Say it again, I am the light. Let me give the altar call and then we will end with your task. Keep on praising Jesus. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have not been the light the way that you should, who've been walking around complaining and speaking in darkness, who've been creating drama, causing mess, instead of coming in and dispelling the darkness with the light of Christ, please repeat after me. Father, I come today. In Jesus' name, I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will be the light, that I am the light, that I will dispel darkness, that I will live the way I should. I will trust in you. I will live in you. I am the light today, Lord. And wherever I go is made better because I am the light of Christ. Amen. Come on and tell God thank you. Tell him thank you again today. Welcome to the family of Christ and welcome to being rededicated. Welcome home. Make sure you let your leader know that you are now saved or rededicated. Get plugged in. Spend time daily with the Lord. That is how you stay saved, including your time here with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern on Daily Fire. Tune in online or via phone. Just go to rossi.org and you can use the one-click buttons there. Finally, do not forget to follow. So you won't miss this word. Follow by texting DF to phone number 33222 right now, and you'll receive a confirmation text which includes today's teaching. Now, our topic for today is, do you have the light? Your task for today are, number one, to shine the light of Christ everywhere that you go, which includes when you post on social media, which includes when you send a text, which includes when you're on a phone call, which includes when you're in the grocery store, still maintaining your social distancing. Everywhere you go, make sure that the place or the situation or person is better when you left than when you came in or when you started. Because you exemplified and you were shining the light of Christ. Number two, expand God's kingdom by sharing this word with at least one person today. Every day we should be trying to add souls to the kingdom. All right, we've been gracefully broken. We're going to end with that song by Tasha Cobbs today. You are the light, and if you be the light, Christ will shine brightly. I'll see you in the morning. Be the light.
Just lift your worship right
there. Be the light today. Hallelujah. Be the light. Hallelujah.
All I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire. Set me on fire.
Come on, say.
Take all I have in these hands and multiply, God. All that I am, and find my heart on altar again. Set me on fire.
Ask him.
Set me on fire.